Hi, folks. This is Charles J. for Complete Sports, Nigeria's number one sports daily since 1995. And, you know, these guys are out to conquer the world, so you want to go over to CompleteSports.com and find out all about it. We're going to talk some college football, and it's week zero, as they call it, which means it's kind of a limited menu of games that involve both teams from major college football. And so we really only have a few games to talk about, but we want to zero in on one of them that's taking place in Honolulu. The Hawaii Rainbow Warriors are playing host to the Stanford Cardinal. And I think this is the most intriguing game of the entire weekend. I'll give you the numbers, and they're from Bet Online. Hawaii is a 2.5-point favorite. The total on the game is 50 points, and if you want the over, you're going to lay $1.20. If you take the under, you get even money. So there's a little adjustment there in terms of the total and your prices on that. All right, some quick essentials as we start out in this matchup. Hawaii had a 5-7 season last year, so they missed a bowl appearance by one game. But they lost some close games. Three games were lost by 3 points or less, so they got close. They did beat a couple of teams from FCS ball, which in the past has been referred to as Division I AA. And they did they beat Delaware State and Northern Iowa. So what really three wins came against FBS competition. Timmy Chang is the coach, and he is a former quarterback at the University of Hawaii. We're going to get into that in just a minute. The game is being held on Hawaii's home field, which is at the Clarence T.C. Ching Athletic Complex. That capacity is less than 17,000 in Honolulu. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. Stanford, 3-9 season last year. They've been 3-9 each of the last four seasons, but they did pull an upset late in the season as they beat Louisville, who came in with the national ranking. So maybe a little bit of momentum from that standpoint coming in, but they had a tough offseason, an event-filled offseason. And it really is necessary to communicate that story to you because it has a bearing on the game. And so we'll go into that. Troy Taylor was the coach at Stanford last season. And he became the focus of bullying complaints, bullying players. And the university conducted an investigation. And Andrew Luck, who is one of the great Stanford quarterbacks, was the number one pick in the draft and had to cut his career short because of injuries, has been named the general manager of the football program. And you're seeing this more and more where athletic directors kind of oversaw the football program in the past. You're now seeing general managers that are specific to football. And it makes a lot of sense because of the fact that you have so much more involved now, including the NIL situation where players are actually getting paid to come and play at the university. So anyway, Andrew Luck is the GM there, and he felt it was necessary to relieve Taylor of his duties. Now, this took place in March or early 2025, and so Luck had to go and find himself a new coach. And in case that you've been reading anything about this game and you are a little bit confused over the fact that he has the interim designation, Frank Reich has been hired by Stanford, most likely just for this season, while they consider coaches on a more permanent basis. Reich is somebody who, I think that many of you are probably familiar with. He, of course, was a longtime backup quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. He has an interesting story from when he was a player. He engineered two of the greatest comebacks in the history of football. One of them took place in college when he was at the University of Maryland, when they were playing Miami and they were down 31-0 at the half. He came off the bench and engineered a 42-40 comeback victory, which at that point was the largest comeback in the history of college football, major college football. And that was back in 1984. Now, playing for Buffalo, and this is, you know, this is a game that is well known and well documented by now, but it was a playoff game against the Houston Oilers, and Buffalo was down 35-3. And Reich came into the game and brought the Bills all the way back, winning the game 41-38. Jim Kelly had suffered an injury, and it was one of the most incredible playoff games anybody's ever seen. He then went on to play in Super Bowl 27 against the Dallas Cowboys, where he was not able to engineer a comeback, where they lost that game 52-17. But Reich was known as one of the better backup quarterbacks in the NFL. And he went on to become a coach, an assistant coach at first. And ultimately, he became the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles when they won Super Bowl 52. Now, that led him into a couple of head coaching opportunities in the NFL. He was the coach of the Indianapolis Colts first. And he led them to the playoffs twice. And this is where he ran into Andrew Luck. His first season at the helm was Luck's last season as an active player. And so obviously they had a great relationship there. And then, well, with the Carolina Panthers, he kind of got short shrift and fired by the owner, Dave Tepper. It was controversial to say the least, let's just say that it wasn't a great ending for him with his NFL coaching stint as a head coach. So here he is. Now he's back. He's with Stanford. He came on in March. Tough time to be assuming a job because you've got so much activity that you have to take part in, you know, between the transfer portal, the recruiting. You don't want to get started in March. So in a way, he's kind of behind the eight ball there. So that's something that I believe is probably going to have its effect this year. It's not that Stanford hasn't acquired some new players. In fact, one of the players that Reich was able to bring to the university is going to be starting at quarterback, and that definitely a controversial call on his part. Stanford had recruited a 5-star quarterback named Elijah Brown, who had played for at Modern Day High School, which is a renowned high school football program in California, and he went 42-2 as the starter with that team, highly recruited, and signed with Stanford. And he did not play all that much last season, and he was expected to take the job over this year. He's a dual-threat quarterback, a guy with a lot of skills, but Reich held a quarterback competition, and he is going to be using Ben Gulbranson at quarterback. He's a transfer out of Oregon State. He has been the starter in the past at Oregon State. In fact, he won 7 of his 8 starts in 2022. And he's a sixth-year senior. So obviously Reich is going with the experience in this one, as Brown doesn't have a whole lot of it. Question has to be whether Reich is really putting his team in the best position to win in a game where, listen, for all anybody knows, this it might have to be a shootout for them. So we'll see. We know that Brown is ready if he has to be used in the game. Not a lot of offensive weaponry on the part of Stanford, a rebuilding program. They have not been able to run the ball well in the recent past. In fact, there hasn't been never mind 1,000-yard rushers. They haven't even had a 500-yard rusher in any of the last four seasons. Let that sink in for a minute. In none of those seasons have they averaged more than 3.6 yards per carry either. So that's a hill to climb for them, as they may not be all that balanced. They have brought in a pretty good transfer wide receiver. At least they think so. C.J. Williams comes over from Wisconsin. He was also briefly at USC, didn't play. And I think one of the guys that I think you're going to see them going to a lot is Sam Roush, who caught 40 passes last year. He's the tight end. And he's a smart kid, a sharp kid. He's almost a 4.0 student, I'm told. And when you do that at Stanford, you have a lot on the ball. So this will all be operating behind an offensive line that is experienced. They've got four of the five starters from last season returning. And so they're kind of optimistic about some improvement on the offensive side of the football. Defensively, hey, they're bringing back a lot of starters. They brought back, I think it's eight starters that they bring back. And they should have a secondary that will be able to compete. One of those secondary people is Jay Green, who is a transfer from University of Washington. He played on that team that appeared in the national championship game a couple of years ago. He was hampered by injuries a little bit last season, but he is without a doubt a standout back there at safety if he's healthy. Colin Wright is also an outstanding cornerback. So there'll be some challenges for Hawaii on Saturday in terms of the Warriors' ability to throw the football. Now, it should be known that Hawaii, I shouldn't say they do very little other than throw the football, but they threw it with the fourth highest frequency of any team in the country last season. In fact, they only ran the ball 39.5% of the time. They do the run and shoot. If you recall, if you go back some years, you'll remember that Hawaii employed this under June Jones, and that's when Timmy Chang played for June Jones, and he set the NCAA career record for passing yardage while he was playing for June Jones. So he's back at his alma mater, and there aren't a lot of run-and-shoot offenses, so it's probably something that's somewhat difficult to prepare for. They got a bunch of receivers. They even have a receiver coming in from Stanford, who played at Stanford last season. His name is Jackson Harris. He's got size, and he's got ability, and so he will be a factor when they send four wide receivers at a time out there, and maybe sometimes five. Chang has a guy who he's got a lot of faith in to quarterback this offense, and I think all the Hawaii fans are really excited about it. His name is Micah Alahato, and he's frightfully small to play the quarterback position. He's only about 170, 175 pounds. But, you know, when you're playing the run and shoot, you're getting rid of the ball quickly. So you are somewhat mitigating the potential damage that can be done from a pass rush. He's very talented. He's from Hawaii, but he lived in Nevada and was the two-time Nevada Gatorade Player of the Year. He never really got to play until the end of last season. He played in the season finale against New Mexico, and he threw for 469 yards and five touchdowns. And Hawaii beat New Mexico and kept the Lobos out of a bowl game. So, of course, there's a lot of optimism. And this guy is dynamic. And he's going to be a scary guy for Stanford to deal with in this particular offense, because it's obvious that he knows how to run the offense. So this is what Hawaii's going to offer. And maybe the surprise this season is that Hawaii, which has not been known for defense in the past, may have a little bit of it. I'm not saying they have a stout stop unit, but they are bringing in a lot of players that were starters last season. I think 9 of them on the defense are coming back. They've added some people from the portal. There's a lot of experience here. There's going to be a lot of seniors on this defensive unit. There'll be a pretty deep defensive line. They are said to have one of the best sets of linebackers in the Mountain West Conference. And so we're going to be looking forward to that and seeing what they can do against Stanford's short passing game. There's a relatively deep secondary from Hawaii. And we'll see, they're going to be playing a different kind of scheme, perhaps, than some of their defensive units have played in the past, because Dennis Thurman, who's coming in to direct all this, he's a former USC player, and he also played in the NFL, and he wants his defensive backs to play aggressive man coverage, and he wants his defensive linemen and pass rushers to come up the middle and force quarterbacks to move or to make decisions really quickly. And so it's a little bit like the 46 defense that Buddy Ryan had, and Rex Ryan, of course, and Rob Ryan employed as they were coaching in the NFL. So that's an interesting twist. And, you know, maybe they will stop some people this season. They're not expected to be a pushover. And once again, they were only, a game away from being in the bowl last season. No question about the fact that it's a little bit of a burden for a team to be traveling to Hawaii. First of all, it's a distraction to be in Hawaii, right? Second of all, it's a long trip. And Stanford is a team that's going to be making some long trips this season. As you probably know, they're in the ACC, and geographically they obviously shouldn't be. They are going to be taking some trips this season. Where are they going this year? I think they're going to Miami. They're going to Virginia. They're going to North Carolina. So they're crossing the United States 3 times there, and they're playing this game against Hawaii. 26,000 miles they'll be traveling this season, which is really pretty insane. But they have to do it because this is the conference that they're in. So it might somewhat mitigate a negative trend for Hawaii here, where as a home favorite over the last 10 seasons, they've got only a 9-21-2 spread record, which may surprise some people, but that's the way it is. Don't know how many fans will be showing up for this. I would think, based on what their percentage of capacity has been in the recent past, maybe 13 or 14,000. So it's not as if the crowd is going to, it's not like being at the Horseshoe, okay? The crowd ain't going to kill you out there. But what I kind of like about Hawaii here is the fact that there's continuity. And not that there's all-out confusion on the part of Stanford. I'm not saying that. But Hawaii has their system in place. They have a guy who, as far as coaches in the United States, probably knows the system better than anybody. And they have a quarterback who seems very, very comfortable in the system. They have offensive weaponry. They know that even though they don't have a great committee of running backs, that they don't need to run the ball all that much because they haven't done it in the past. I mean, that's just the way it is. And if they're improved on defense, you know, they are probably going to make a little bit of noise in the Mountain West, then perhaps qualify for a bowl game. I'm going to take the wait-and-see attitude with Stanford. I think we've got a reasonable number here, to be perfectly honest with you. And so at even money, I'm going to be happy to lay the 2.5 points with Hawaii in this game against Stanford. Hawaii minus the 2.5 at even money over Stanford in week 0 of college football action. And boy, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a long year. We've got great games next week, including Ohio State and Texas and Notre Dame and Miami. Also, Bill Belichick makes his head coaching debut at the University of North Carolina. I think that's on Labor Day. Isn't that September 1st is Labor Day? So it's going to be kind of exciting. We're going to see things that we, you know, that we're kind of curious about. Right off the bat, Ohio State's going with a new quarterback, Julian Sain, and Arch Manning starting for Texas. So it's exciting, and we'll be covering this for you right here at CompleteSports.com. So I'm Charles J. Check out Complete Sports once again. It is Nigeria's number one sports daily since 1995. Stay with us.